You hear a doctor talking to a patient in an emergency department.
Hello again. I'm Dr. Oliveira. I think we met earlier at the beginning of my shift. How are you doing now, Mrs. James?
I don't really know what's going on. I'm just hoping to find out what's wrong with me.
Okay, Mrs. James, I understand, and thank you for waiting. They've run the tests, and they think you've got a condition called pseudomembranous colitis. It's a long way of saying you've got an inflamed colon. You've been waiting so long here in A&E because you're going to need a side room because of the infection risk.
Oh, dear. OK, thank you for telling me. How long will it be till I get a room? And is it serious?
Well, at the moment, Mrs. James, we're operating on a one-in, one-out basis. But I do think that a side room will free up in the next few hours. Okay. The outlook is very good in most cases. We're going to give you antibiotics and fluids, but there is a small risk of the infection returning in the future.
You hear a medical student talking to a senior resident about assessing a patient.
I understand that Mr. Frederick has chronic heart failure and that we're concerned with volume overload if he doesn't adequately excrete enough fluid. But how do we determine his volume status and whether or not he needs diuretic medications?
That is a good question. So there are several ways we can assess volume status. First, we can perform a physical examination on the patient. What would we be looking for?
Well, we can assess for peripheral edema. We would look at the patient's hands and feet to assess swelling and determine whether or not there is pitting.
Yes, very good. We can also assess for jugular venous pressure. This is most easily done by having the patient lay at a 45-degree incline and then observing his external jugular vein. The filling level of the jugular vein should be less than 3 centimetres above the sternal angle.